that once made me happy and gay. But now my heart is breaking for the love of yesterday. Reading through old love letters recalls to me memories faded and gone from the pictures, just like my gone melody. Though they're just old love letters tied up in a string of blue, the pages recall you were my own love letters, bring memory of you. Ah, dear lady, dear lady, dear lady, you said goodbye and parted. Now I'm so lonesome and blue. You left me broken hearted with these letters dear from you. Reading through old love letters recalls to me a memory faded and gone from the picture, just like bygone melodies. Though they're just old love letters tied up in a string of blue, the pages recall when you were my all love letters bring memory of you. Ah, dear lady,
Chris Trolson in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. Let's all give him a Zoom applause there. We got a lot of folks on Zoom here for a get together to talk about the old time music get together that usually takes place up in Floyd over a few days, but it's only going to be one afternoon. Now, Chris, you're going to be involved in that as well. Tell me what you're going to be doing there.
I'm excited to be a part of it. I'll be doing some old time guitar teaching and looking into some of the foundational ways to really build your backup guitar playing in an old time string band setting, and kind of talking a little bit about really trying to find a unique voice through your instrument. That to me is always one of the most important things for music making, is how do you say something that hasn't been said before while using tradition to do that and using your influences to do that. So it'll be touching on that and a lot of good foundational work like tone and rhythm and time and feel and playing with each other, with people.
That's great. I should give you more of an introduction. Chris Trolson, founding member of Bill and the Bells, host of Farm and Fun Time on PBS, and media mogul from Johnson City, Tennessee, in Bristol.
Nice. Thank you. No one's called me a media mogul before.
How's that? And joining us in the Zoom room here, suspiciously looking like they're at County Sales, Andrew Small and Ash Watkins. And, of course, with us as well, Dylan Locke. Dylan, tell me, how's the year been?
Well, it's, you know, and it's not been great on one hand. And on the other hand, I think everyone has adapted in beautiful ways. And I think we're probably all tired of that. But the main thing to say is that, you know, we all work in a creative field. And what's great about that is that people innovate and people figure out how to bring the art to people, you know, however they can do it. So in some regards, we can't wait to get back to in-person interactions, getting out on the dance floor, playing music together, not through a video screen. And on the other hand, there's been a lot of things that we figured out that we'll probably keep, a lot of the online learning, ways that we can connect with people all over the world from right here in a one-stoplight town in Southwest Virginia. So, you know, we're hanging in there.
Well, it's got to be hard to pivot during this time, because so much of what you do at the Floyd Country Store and the Handmade Music School, County Sales, everything that you do there is all about community and being together.
Yeah. Well, the community has not gone anywhere. We're all still connected. And like I said, the main thing that we just want to get back to is being knee to knee, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, you know, out on the dance floor, playing some, picking some tunes together, playing out on the street. You know, we miss that so much. I mean, you're right. It is about that sense of community and togetherness and people coming and having a good time together. But, you know, like I said, the community has stayed strong, and I think we'll come out of it even stronger.
Oh, absolutely. And as you say, too, you've discovered what you can do. A lot of things that people thought they couldn't do, they can do as a result of this. And you say of reaching out through online.
Yeah, it's been cool. There's been people who've communicated with us from all around the world that are, you know, sort of begging us not to stop doing this type of programming, because we're connecting with them in ways we didn't used to. They'd have to figure out how to get to Floyd, Virginia and get here in person. And so it's really opened that side of creating an opportunity. It's not the same, but we'll still have fun with that. And this virtual get together that we're working on is you know, another one of those. We had to keep pushing the get together back, and we're finally going to get to the 2020 Floyd Old Time Music Get Together in March of 22.
Yeah.
So 2 years after its original plan date, it's going to finally happen. But we thought what we would do, since we're missing a whole year, is to go ahead and do this virtual get together and sort of, you know, still, speaking of community, still give everyone an opportunity to get together, see some friendly faces, learn from great teachers like Chris and Andrew Nash and all the others we've got participating. And, you know, Chris summed it up beautifully. I mean, I think what we like to do at the Handmade Music School is we have a lot of respect for tradition and the way the music has been played for hundreds of years, but we're also interested in people developing their own voice and moving the music into the future. And that's a beautiful thing to sort of be a part of, both of those endeavors. And all of our teachers really take that to heart, and they're caretakers of that, of the traditions, as well as pushing things forward. So, you know, it'll be an interesting event, and, you know, we hope people will join us on March 27th. And also we hope people will join us in person in March of 2022.
But this is going to be the get together is going to be on March 27th. From 2 to 6 p.m., you got live workshops, lectures, features, and performances, and jamming, and everything. And great, great folks doing presentations there, like Andrew and Ash. Thank you guys for joining us today, too. Tell me what you're going to be doing at the get-together.
Well, we're excited to be a part of the virtual get-together this year. We were intended to be staff musicians at the actual in-person get together, which was going to be 2020, and now we will be that in 2022. But this year we're going to get to teach some workshops for the virtual get together. I'm going to teach a mandolin workshop, and Ash and I together are going to teach a harmony singing workshop, duet singing specifically, because there's a lot of people like us who are holed up together with their significant other or somebody else, a family member they might be able to sing duets with.
Well, give us an example of that, would you mind?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've got a song that we learned from the Blue Sky Boys, and it has a really positive outlook on life, which is really appreciated in times like these.
Mm-hmm. Called Sunny Side of Life.
Andrew Small and Ash Watkins on this virtual Rootsdown session from WVTF. Coming to us from Floyd, Virginia, from County Sales up there, getting ready for the get-together, the virtual get-together this year on March 27th. They're going to be talking about duet singing. Also, you're involved in something else coming up as well. Tell me about the Southwest Virginia Traditional Music Contest that you guys are involved with.
Yeah, so that's sort of, it is a freestanding event that has been incorporated into this virtual get-together because we will be hosting the award ceremony as part of the virtual get-together. But you don't have to be a part of the get-together necessarily to participate in this competition. So the point of this competition is, we're big fans and we frequent these fiddlers conventions all throughout Southwest Virginia. All the best fiddlers conventions are around Southwest Virginia. And all of us and a lot of our friends, really miss these this year. We didn't get to go to any in 2020. And one of the highlights for us and, getting to participate at these events is getting up on stage and being a part of the competition. And we wanted to give people a little, a chance to come together and showcase maybe something they've been working on while at the same time honoring the music of this region from Southwest Virginia with a focused contest. There have been a few online in the past year, but none of them have had a focus on this region yet. So that's what we wanted to do with this competition.
And how do folks get involved? How do they register and get in on it?
Well, we have information, all the rules on about the contest and information about how to submit your entries on the Handmade Music School's website, www.handmademusicschool.com. And there's a page dedicated to the virtual get together up there. And there's also a page dedicated to the Southwest Virginia Traditional Music Competition. And basically the requirement, we have a few different categories. You can enter in folk song, you could enter as dance. And then there's an instrumental category as well. And there's also a youth category. Whereas normally with these contests, you have a separate category for every single instrument. We actually have just a combined instrumental category because it's a small contest here. But so you could enter on any instrument. You could enter on the harmonica. You could enter, on the fiddle or on the banjo or even an instrumental tune on the guitar. And it's not necessarily an old-time music contest. I think we called it a traditional music contest because I don't want to discourage somebody from entering a bluegrass banjo tune that they learned from Larry Richardson or some of the great regional players who had a strong roots in this area and interpreted that music through more of a bluegrass inflection in their sound.
It's a virtual Rootsdown session on WVTF, talking with some folks from the Handmade Music School in Floyd, Virginia. Dylan Locke with us, also Andrew Small and Ash Watkins, and Chris Trulson from Bell and the Bells. Chris, I'd like for you to do another song for us, if you would. What would you like to do?
Sure, I'll do another song. Right. Let's see. I'll play one. We've got my band, Bill and the Bells, which Andrew is a part of. We've got a record coming out that we've been sitting on. It's been a slow year, as everybody knows. And it's been a rough year. As far as like trying to put out new music, it has been just an absolute trial. Because obviously there's so many costs that go with putting out a record. But we've just about navigated it and we'll be putting out a record May 21st. It's called Happy Again. Really thrilled about it. I think people are gonna dig it. It's all original songs, 11 songs that I wrote. Kalia and I really arranged most of it with Andrew and Helena, and we're excited about it. So I'll play you a tune that's kind of like the one sort of like solo piece on the record. This is a Talking Blues. And this is a true life story. They say write about what you know about. This is called Sobbing the Blues. I'm not one to weep and I'm not one to cry, but ever since I got married, my whole life has gone awry. Been trying to figure out what it did to deserve such a fate and how one woman could be filled with oh so much hate. I've been heated, I've been beat it, I've been badly mistreated, I've been called so many things that should never be repeated. I've been croaked at and poked at, it's a wonder I'm still breathing. Surprise the last 3 weeks before I said to leave him. Now I'm sobbing the blues. Ah, 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 ah. rough. I used to smile and laugh and think about happy stuff like sunshine and bunnies, hitting the lottery and winning money and saying things like, bye, I'm going fishing, honey. Well, but those days gone, I went to see my friend Bill. He's been married about 20 years, happily, if you will. I said, Bill, you've been married quite a long time. Tell me, man, how do you maintain your peace of mind? Well, he looked at me cruel and he looked at me mean. He said, 20 straight years I've been sobbing the blues. Now you kids listen close, a word of advice before you set out the door to get yourself a loving wife. Think for a moment, maybe think twice, maybe get a background check. How about five? Well, in the end, it's up to you what you do with your life. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to help you decide. And if you don't listen, there ain't nothing I can do. Soon you just be like me, you be sobbing the blues.
Chris Trolson in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF. Sobbing the Blues coming from that new record, Happy Again. When do you think you're going to be able to get that one out again?
That'll be May 21st is the release date for that. We're really excited about it. Got a whole bunch of plans surrounding the record. We're going to be offering we're offering pre-orders as well. So go check out our Facebook page, Bill and the Bells. We'll be announcing that soon. We actually haven't officially announced that, but we're going to do pre-orders on vinyl and CDs and stuff. So we're excited about it.
That's really cool, man. I'm glad to hear that. That's one of the reasons I've been doing these virtual sessions for a year now, because it's so difficult, as you said, to get new music out. And once you get it out, to get the word out on it and let people know that you have it and give them some taste of it. And Dylan Locke here from Floyd Country Store. That was a fine example by Chris there of doing what we were just talking about earlier. So keeping the legacy going, staying true to it, and new material. It's all wrapped up there in one package.
Absolutely. I mean, Chris and Bill and the Bells, I mean, it's like new music, but it's old music at the same time. And they do an incredible job with it. And I will say that the quality of presenting this music on Zoom is not that different from listening to recordings from 1930 or 1940.
Well, I was going to say, it's great.
The performances are awesome. I'm just, you know, it'll be nice to have like musicians in a room with a PA system and hear it sound amazing after all a whole year of listening to music through a computer.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's something with all this other stuff going on, you also have a Crowdcast at Home. What is that you're doing?
Yeah, there? Yeah. So, yeah, actually, you know, I want to go back to the first tune that Chris played, that Jimmy Rogers tune, which is so beautiful. There is a Crowdcast, we call it Handmade at Home. So early on in the pandemic, we figured out a way to bring the workshops that we would normally do here at the Floyd Country Store to people in their homes. So they were able to learn from some of the, you know, masters of this traditional music from the comforts of their home. And I think at this point, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've done, I think, almost 60 workshops through our Handmade at Home Crowdcast series, which are still available. So all 60 of those workshops, and we're talking about, you know, fiddle, banjo, guitar, songwriting, dance, all kinds of stuff that you can learn from masters of this music. And Chris has done two, I think, at this point. And he did that. He deconstructed that old Jimmy Rogers classic, and I've been trying to learn how to play that one. It's a beautiful tune. So you can go out there and check out Chris's Crowdcast Handmade at Home workshop, where he breaks that tune down. But Andrew's done some, and all three of the musicians, Andrew, Ash, and Chris, are also instructors for the Handmade Music School and teach virtual lessons. So Also, you can do that from the comfort of your home.
Well, I wanted to say that the quality of the high quality of the teachers you have there at the Handmade Music School, people couldn't learn from any better than the people that you have there that are steeped in the tradition, know it inside and out. And if you're going to learn it from someone, those are the people to learn it from.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I feel extremely lucky to be surrounded with just incredibly talented people, but also caretakers of this traditional music that is important to the Floyd Country Store and County Sales and Handmade Music School. We're just extremely lucky to have developed the relationship with, I think, some of the best musicians and teachers in the world. So yeah, we're grateful. And, you know, it was also important for the Handmade Music School to support the musicians during a very difficult time. So if they were able to, you know, make a little bit of extra money by teaching a workshop from their home, then that was a way that we were able to support them a little bit while they're sitting at home and not able to tour. So it went both ways. We wanted to connect with our audience and make sure we were still here and relevant for them. But more importantly, we wanted to support our musical family out there and make sure that they had, you know, the opportunity to earn a few dollars. And, you know, we did the Handmade at Home series as a sort of pay what you will. As we expected, you know, everyone's, you know, there's a few people who can't afford it, which is the other thing we wanted to do is, you know, people have lost work and things like that. Musicians who want to learn from Chris or Andrew and Ash and don't have $20 to do something so they can pay less. But then there's other people who have money who pay $50 to take a workshop from Chris or Andrew Rash. And so it's been a beautiful thing to see, and the community has really come together and the musicians have been awesome.
That's
I want to say, I think it's really incredible kind of seeing all the programming that has been coming out of Floyd from the Country Store, County Sales, Handmade Music School, the sheer like depth of programming that's happened in this year with so much challenge has been extraordinary. And it's, from my standpoint, is sort of somebody who's a little bit outside looking in, it's the global community that's been created to me over this past year is really something that I think is going to have a lasting impact, not only in Floyd, but in an international community, and just shows the strength of how much this music means to folks, but also the passion that is behind these projects is remarkable.
Chris Trulson of Bill and the Bells. Chris is going to be teaching old-time guitar during the virtual get-together with the Handmade Music School. It's coming up Saturday, March 27th from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. Other instruments and instructors involved there, banjo with Jake Blunt, old-time fiddle dance tunes from the Blue Ridge with Mac Trainum. We've got mandolin with Andrew Small. Andrew Small and Ash Watkins are going to be teaching duet singing, and bass with Joseph DeJarnett. Joe Bass as well. And I have to ask that, all sorts of stuff here, but I got to ask, you also have Appalachian step dance, buck dancing, flat footing, and clogging. And is there any sort of requirement for that class regarding living in an upper story apartment?
That's not one of our requirements. That might be a requirement from the landlord. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Dylan, once again, give us a rundown on how people can find out all this information and where they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, we'd love it if they'd stop by our website, handmademusicschool.com, and you can find out all kinds of stuff there about lessons, workshops, Handmade at Home, the virtual get-together, the traditional music contest, and Music of Our Mountains, which is a big project that we're working on that'll roll out in 2021 that was funded by the Virginia Humanities. That's going to be a really incredible project, which people should pay attention to. Probably a bigger discussion, but I did want to mention it. Music of Our Mountains is going to be a really amazing project. So handmademusicschool.com is where you can find out about all of that. And of course, the Floyd Country Store. We've got virtual Friday night jamborees, and County Sales is alive and kicking, selling the best in old time bluegrass classic country. And it's, you know, it's been a great year for County Sales. I mean, a lot of people have been connecting and finding out those holes in their libraries at home that, as they've been organizing their CD collection and their record collection. They're like, you know what I need? I need some more old time and bluegrass music from County Sales, which has been awesome.
Well, let's go out on another song from Andrew Small and Ash Watkins. That'd be great. How about it?
All right. Sounds good. Well, if we're going to take you out, we're going to take you out with an exciting one, a speedy one that leave you tapping your toes through the afternoon. This is tied into this traditional music contest. We're featuring music from Southwest Virginia. So tunes such as this one we're about to play would be right into that category. This is a tune called Trouble in Mind, and we got it from the Dry Hill Draggers of Franklin County, Virginia. Ready?